From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. It's almost the end of May, and in South Florida, that means mango season. But what if you don't have a yard? WLRN's Danny Rivero recently spoke with Heather Tietig. She's in charge of shipping operations at Pine Island Nursery in South Dade. And Tietig says the condo or dwarf mango variety might be what you need to get in on the action.
The carry right here that's in this tape, this is one of our number one dwarf varieties. It can be grown in a large pot, on a balcony, on a terrace, and it maxes out at about 10, maybe 12 feet. And at that size, it'll produce 250, 300 pounds of fruit, and it stays nice and compact, so you don't have to trim it. So it makes it ideal for the homeowners to have in their backyard.
Have you ever met anyone or seen anyone with one of these on their balcony or terrace?
I actually met someone. He was living in a high rise off of Brickell, and he was like on the 27th floor or something, and he had them out there, and they were doing great. One thing he did have to worry about was it was, of course, quite windy up there, so he had those protected, but they looked gorgeous. He had a gigantic planter pot for him, and so he actually had like one of everything. He had dragon fruit, he had carambola, and he had his own little edible fruit garden on the 27th floor overlooking Biscayne Bay. It's pretty cool.
What is it that separates one of these varieties that someone could put in a pot from the other kind of varieties that you guys sell?
So the other kind of varieties, you know, they have massive root balls, and their roots are going to want to extend 15, 20 feet laterally and also down. You can keep the larger producing mangoes trimmed at 15 by 15 and still maintain full fruit production. But if left to do their own good, they'll get quite massive. So that's why the condos or dwarf mangoes are becoming more popular.
And I'm curious, if you want to put this in your balcony, how far north can you go? Like, is it something you could put inside for part of the year and then outside for part of the year?
So I have had people up north, like in New York and the northern parts of the U.S. Want to attempt it this way. What I try to remind them is because of their cold months in January, February, March, which is typically when the mango wants to flower, the tree would typically be inside, of course, to be protected from the cold. And most people don't have those pollinators available inside the home. So they would have to facilitate some sort of hand pollination in order for it to set fruit. So it is possible. I have had customers in Minnesota create elaborate greenhouse rooms in their homes, but they do have to recreate the humidity. They have to be able to hand pollinate in order to set fruit. In Florida, the furthest north you could stay outside all the time, I would say, is about Orlando. And then basically Orlando-Tampa line. And above that, they would have to be brought in on nights where it's going to get close to freezing.
Speaking about getting fruit, we're about to get to mango season. When do the earliest varieties start maturing?
Well, they normally come on towards the end of May, beginning of June. And that's typically our Glens are our earliest. Now, for us, we've had what we've considered mild winters. And so we may actually start be able to harvest some of the fruits within, you know, the next few weeks or so. You can see directly across over there, there's a large tree. It's got the mango fruits hanging from it. That's a Namdok Mai tree, and it actually shouldn't have fruit ready until end of July, August. But because we had such a warm winter, I'm probably going to be able to pick that fruit within the next few weeks. So the Mother Nature controls when that fruit set comes on, but typically end of May, beginning of June is when we start harvesting all the fruit off the trees.
But it sounds like with warmer kind of winters, that might be getting pushed up slightly.
If our winters get any warmer, there's a good possibility to have fruit at the end of April, beginning of May, which, you know, would be weird for us.
That was Heather Tietig from Pine Island Nursery talking mangoes with WLRN's Danny Rivero. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.